wonderful, wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Radio Stuff Show, episode 84. Happy 2015. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Larry Gifford, radio consultant and talent coach at LarryGifford.com. Coming up in this episode...
If you don't like the business, leave it alone. Go do something else. But stop being a grouse.
The coolest thing I've seen this week is probably a Japanese robot woman.
I've traveled 71,000 miles to 26 cities in 15 countries, all to find out what's new in the world of radio.
I can type efficiently and I can type faster.
If you want the very best quality, listen over the internet.
There you go. This is a weekly show about radio for radio. I know you can hardly wait to get started. You can find all 84 episodes now at RadioStuffPodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at The Radio Stuff. You can download the podcast on TuneIn and iTunes and Stitcher, wherever you download your podcasts. Our top story. All right, folks. We are going to start 2015 on a positive foot. See, my intention for this show has always been to celebrate radio, to share successes, to shine a spotlight on really cool ideas in every part of the world, and be a positive force for radio's evolution, while trying to make our worldwide fraternity of radio a little smaller and more accessible. I want to take this ragtag group of crazy talented people from around the globe and bring you together every week to share each other's successes. Now, I'll be the first to admit that, you know, it's easy to get cynical, jaded, and negative from time to time, and I do. But I love radio, as I assume you do. And like any love in your life, you sometimes need to tell them they got a booger in their nose. But today, I'm keeping it positive. No boogers. Though, if you do want some booger pointing, you can go to my blog at LarryGifford.com, where I share my findings after 14 hours of monitoring 7 different top 20 news talk radio stations. Hold on to your chair. But here and now, the good stuff. We start with an anniversary. This week, the U.S.-based radio industry website AllAccess.com turns 20 years old. The president, publisher, and co-founder of All Access is Joel Denver, and he joins us now on the Radio Stuff podcast. Joel, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Larry. It just went by just like that.
How's it feel?
It feels pretty amazing. It really does. I mean, we sit back and look at this, and it just started out with my wife and I, and it grew into, you know, 30-some-odd people now. And it's pretty amazing that it's all come together like this.
What was the intention when you started?
Well, the intention when I started was funny. After 14, I did 13 years of radio and, you know, on the air and in programming. And then I was 14 years at R&R. I was the CHR editor. And during that time when I was at R&R, we were kind of at the center of all of the information, you know, that was going on at that particular moment, you know, in the history of how information was disseminated. You know, we had the newspaper, and then we got into the hot facts world. And I was always kind of a computer geek. I had a computer from the time I was in 1981. It was when I moved to L.A., and I bought one shortly thereafter. And I had an IBM-type clone that had a hard drive in it. It had a big old 10-megabyte hard drive. It's like, you know, and the guy was going, "You're going to put on that hard drive? It's a lot of space on there." And I, yeah, okay. It wouldn't hold anything today. Wouldn't even hold a photo. And so it was just kind of one of those things where I got into it, and I was a fan of the AOL Music Message Center at that particular moment. And I was like, this is interesting here. And at R&R, they were doing an online music monitoring service that did not take off. And I said, you know, we need to marry something to this, like some news, some features and stuff like that. And when they decided to put the knife in that whole thing, that all went away too. Well, I'd sort of had a parting of the ways with those guys, had a terrific, wonderful relationship. Bob Wilson, who's the founder and publisher of the place, was wonderful. And Erica Farber, who was our executive vice president, general manager, wonderful person. We have a terrific relationship today. And so I left to start, you know, All Access. And we started out talking about music to radio stations. You know, it was music and promotion. And And then we built the site and launched the site later that year. And we were the first, I think, in our space that took as serious a profile at it. I think maybe Radio Star was first in the space, Bob Hamilton's Radio Star, but we beat R&R and everybody else to the web by a full year. And I just kind of remember putting the site up. We had 9 pages, and it was like, you know, the homepage and some net news, and we had Net Talk, which was sort of a gossipy thing, and then we had Cool New Music, and we had what else do we have up there? Industry Snaps, and it was about 9 or 10 pages, something like that. Was it? And it was all formats thrown into one.
And so the goal was to just sort of keep people updated on what was going on in the world of
exactly.
radio.
Exactly, and I found that you know, the more we did it, the more we did it. You know what I'm saying? It just became a snowball.
Right.
And we put the site up, you know, because I talked to a lot of radio friends all the time. They found us, and the word spread just like that. I mean, within the first week, we had 1,000 logins. It was like, whoa.
Wow.
So we had a really good feeling we were onto something, and it worked. And, you know, and it's just, you know, we expanded out and specialized into different communities, different formats. You know, Alternative was our first out of pocket kind of expansion. And Sean Alexander, who joined us the following year, in 96, he's been with us ever since. So he's been with us a long time. And Mark Strickland, and you know, our vice president of sales, Matt Parvis, has been with us for, like, I don't know, 18 years. I mean, we've been blessed with just a great staff of people, and they care as much about this place as I do, and they work hard, and they're creative, and you know, and we really, really treat them like family, because they are family.
How has the vision for All Access evolved over the years?
It's just evolved in the fact that it's like we're trying to do more for more. We're trying to do more things for more people. And, you know, and it's like, you know, in a magazine setting, it's a little difficult to do that because, first of all, magazine doesn't have penetration like that anymore. But when you're on, you know, on the internet, you can properly market it, properly maintain with specific content that appeals to specific communities. You can develop, you know, separate little brands, you know what I'm saying? So we're known for, you know, our alternative side and Top 40, and we have a Nashville office now, you know, and we have a, you know, Christian division. We, you know, we're covering 9 or 10 different formats now, you know, plus News Talk Sports. And, you know, and it's just by making sure there's interesting relative content for each community, that's what makes it work. And in today's world, because, you know, radio programmers and management and on-air people are sometimes doing 2, 3, 4 different formats within their daily routine, they have more reasons to visit All Access for more things.
As you go about, you know, looking back on 20 years, are there some favorite milestones?
I think when we finally got Arbitron to give us information, they originally go like, well, you can't run this yet. Where's your book? And I went, this is my book. And they didn't quite understand that at that point. It was literally kind of interesting. And we got into this in 1995, and they didn't even have a website yet.
Wow.
So we kind of were at the head of the curve. I mean, I remember doing demos in New York City, going around trying to sell this, you know, sell advertising. And, you know, most big companies didn't have, the only dial tone they had in the building, because there was no broadband back then, the only dial tone they had in the building was at a fax machine. So I did a lot of demos at fax machines, a little IBM ThinkPad balanced on top of the fax machine.
That's great.
Because, I mean, they all had PBX systems back then. So
right. That's fun. So what's next for All Access? Where do you go from here?
Well, you know, our association with Mediabase was a key growth part for us. You know, they're terrific partners and Promo Suite and the World Wide Radio Summit, which we now do. We launched our download system, our All Access download system, about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. That's taken off. That's now integrated with Mediabase on their charts. So when you click on their charts now, you can now get to our download system. So it's another touch point for that. And so we have some terrific expansion plans in those areas. I'm not at liberty to say it on all that yet, but we have some other expansion plans involving that. We put a video section together this past year. We have all of Vivo's content up on our site now. And we'll be involving Warner Music Group on that song, that very soon, too. And we have some other growth plans in the video section. And we got all kinds of other stuff that I just can't tell you
about. I have no doubt, because Fred Jacobs has named you one of the radio's most innovative.
I was really honored at that. I really was.
Does that put more pressure on you?
No. I can only do what I can do, you know. I hope y'all find it innovative, and I hope I can live up to it. That's all.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit of radio. Where do you see the radio industry's mindset going into 2015, so sort of as a whole?
As a whole, look, they're still in duck and cover mode, you know, because of economics. I get it. I really do. It's tough out there. And, everybody's got to run their company the way they want to run their company. Do I agree with some of it? No. Do I agree with, all of it? No. Do I agree with parts of it? Yes. Everybody's stations are different. Everybody's, economics in a market or a station are different, or a company are different. So one of the most important things to do is don't count other people's money. When you sit there on the outside, it's very easy to cast stones and go, boy, that's BS and that's not right. Don't count other people's money. People are going to run their business the way they want to run their business. And to all the people out there that are so pissed off about the way the business is, I get it. You know, even though we run this site, the economy has affected us at times too. We've had some really tough years, some years, it's like, we're not immune to it either.
Yeah.
It just happens. Sadly, the economy has hurt people. It's hurt their jobs. It's hurt their ability to make a living. I get that. If what you're doing, you're not happy doing, go find do something else, because you only got one life that we know about. So be happy. Go find something that makes you happy. There's pundits out there that, daily take swipes at our business, and they beat the operators up, and these people. It's just like, if you don't like the business, leave it alone. Go do something else. But stop being a grouse. You know what I'm saying? Be happy. Be positive. Find something else to do. There's a million things to do out there. If tomorrow they said, we're shutting the internet off, which would severely affect our business here, I would go find something else to do. Wouldn't be fun, but the point is you have to survive, and you can't sit around and realize that the world is not going to change. I think too many people have said, the world has changed and I'm bummed about it. Well, you've got to move on. Move forward. Just move forward with your life. You know what I'm saying? Set your goals differently. Find out what you need to do to be successful and to be happy. Be happy first.
That's great. Well, congratulations. It's a must read for anybody who's in radio, and we click on it every day to see if we see our name there.
Hey, listen, we love to give press to everybody. It's like we're not market snobs. We give press to anybody who has something valid to point out. You know what I'm saying? And we've always been that way. So we take care of the people in New York, and we take care of the people down in Water on the Knee, Iowa, or Snodgrass, Oklahoma, or whatever it happens to be. You know what I mean? Space in the road, Mississippi. The point is, everybody comes from somewhere.
Right.
And we feel that the stars of tomorrow come from anywhere. And we want to make sure that we're highlighting creative, talented people wherever they are, whatever market size they're in, whatever part of the country they're in, whatever format they're in. That's creativity breeds more creativity. It's an old saying, success begets success. I totally believe in that. And I think being positive and being aware of the contributions that you can make if you have a positive vibe about you, eclipses when somebody is just all grumbling all the time. It's like, who do you want to be around, the fun guy or the grumbly guy? So
Well, we like being around the fun guy, that's for sure. Joel Denver, you are that guy.
Thank you.
And thank you for taking some time out of your day to chat with us about 20 years of allaccess.com.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it very much. Larry, I don't get an opportunity to be interviewed that often, and I really appreciate it, and I thank you for your time today too. So I appreciate it very much. We all appreciate it very much.
And if you enjoyed this, there's more of my conversation with Joel Denver online at RadioStuffPodcast.com. At the top of the page, just click on Just Interviews.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. East Coast, West Coast, in between, it's radio that makes the scene.
As duly noted, one of the main intentions here is to share radio ideas from around the world to help inspire you, challenge you, and empower you to create something great. This is also the purpose of this report, filed by UK radio futurologist James Cridland.
Over the past year, I've travelled 71,000 miles to 26 cities in 15 countries, all to find out what's new in the world of radio, and perhaps to steal some ideas to bring back here. I've been to America 3 times this year, and while it isn't anymore the most exciting place for radio broadcasting, there are still some interesting things going on, like this.
This is NPR.
NPR One. Listen up.
You're listening to NPR.
NPR.
NPR One.
Imagine 5 Live with more of the stories you're interested in, local stories too, and a skip button. That is NPR One. An app for your mobile phone that brings together stories from the American public radio broadcaster and from local stations in one place. It's personalised news radio that learns from you as you use it. So my NPR One has fewer stories about what the Americans mistakenly call football and more stories about tech news. It's a free download from your app store. Radio is, of course, audio. That's what makes radio great. But this station is doing something else.
La prima, l'unica radiovisione sul canale 36 del digitale terrestre.
The Italian broadcaster RTL 102.5 is doing something interesting. Turn on the TV and it's there, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in radiovisione. The radio studio has been built for TV and looks great. They play music videos rather than CDs, and everything works perfectly for radio and for TV. Here in the UK, BBC Radio 1 has managed to get some stuff up on the iPlayer, and in France, they're having proper stand-up arguments about whether radio studios should ever have cameras in. But RTL 102.5 has been doing Radio Visione for some time now. You can watch live on their website, Se Si Parla Italiano. Back to the US, and this is part of What's Next.
Introducing Next Radio, a free app for listening to local FM radio stations on your smartphone. Next Radio uses the FM tuner that is already built into your phone, so you can listen to your favorite stations on the go. Next Radio, it's FM radio on your smartphone.
The American radio industry desperately wants FM to be in mobile phones. They've lobbied, they've threatened legal action, but it's this that's having the most positive effect. Next Radio is an app that uses your FM receiver in your phone, but adds images and station logos and more information to make FM radio a bit more app-like. More and more now, I don't think people care how they listen to the radio as long as they do. And the Next Radio app makes radio look just as good as everything else on your mobile phone. Now, possibly the first Norwegian language you'll ever have heard on 5 Live.
Radioen digitaliseres. Med digital radio kan du velge mellom 14 NRK-kanaler I tillegg til en rekke andre radiokanaler.
That is the pleasant and relaxing Norwegian answer to DLove. That's their advertising for DAB. Norway will be the first country in the world to switch off FM and move all the large radio stations over onto DAB+, and it's doing it, just like we are, by adding a variety of different radio stations there. One's been a real success, NRK's P1+, a radio station aimed at over 60s. A relaxing listen with Norwegian folk music and radio presenters who are less zany and more chilled than here. Other countries who've announced plans to switch off FM include Sweden, Switzerland, the Netherlands and the UK, eventually. And another country where DAB Plus is doing well is Australia.
Customizable radio is on your smartphone and it's free. Omni lets you choose the best radio shows and your favorite music, then mixes it into a station just for you. Radio your way, designed by you. Omni, free to download now.
Well, don't bother looking, you won't find it here, but Omni is an app in Australia that could redefine how music radio works. If NPR One is about personalized news radio, Omni is about personalised music radio. It takes bits from radio shows like Australia's Hamish and Andy and mixes them together with your choice of music. So you could have Chris Evans' breakfast show with jazz music, or Nicky Campbell mixed with bad songs from the 1990s. Although I think I've already heard that. I'm James Cridland.
Thanks, James. I love having James on the show. His report first aired on BBC Radio 5 Live, a special recapping the year in radio. The CBS this week introduced Play.it, a new podcast network featuring exclusive content as well as CBS radio shows. And I fooled around with it just a little bit.
60 Minutes, coming up next. Attention men, are you urinating?
Talking tech, culture, and entrepreneurship. This is At Three Show.
We're going to be having conversations.
From the Red Hook section of Brooklyn, New York.
He's a three-time world heavyweight champion who ruled by intimidation.
If you can survive. If
love listening to your favorite station? Start getting rewarded for the things you already do.
Guys, this is Weed.
Yeah, we know.
Al may be boring, but his guests aren't. It's Al's Boring Podcast.
I mean, it's a typical podcasting site with categories and such, and they insert CBS radio promos, and CBS also teaming with Deadspin, Simon & Schuster, Box, and Foursquare to supply content. And this is not revolutionary. I mean, we did something similar at Cairo Radio, and Bonneville's been doing stuff like that. But, you know, CBS is trying. They're evolving, right? So good on you, CBS. Welcome to the club. Not coincidentally, this was released this week for Extra Press at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. It's an exciting time, an exciting place to be for techies. Radio-wise, Perry Simon from AllAccess.com was posting pictures of new boomboxes and portable radios, but I think more people were impressed with the connected car displays and such. Radio royalty was on hand in Vegas to sing the praises of our medium. Ryan Seacrest and iHeart bigwig Big Kahuna Bob Pittman appeared on stage together at one point. Video and audio has not been released, but Pittman was quoted as declaring, "Radio is the most relevant medium, riding the technology on display at the trade show. Radio is your best friend." Later, he appeared on video for an interview with Adweek and talked about the connected car.
Well, you've seen between iHeartMedia and the car companies and the car products some interesting stuff. First of all, you see iHeartRadio everywhere, in addition to, of course, the AM/FM radio, which is still the dominant player in the automobile in terms of the service. We've also seen something we had with a company where we announced where we're doing a service that combines iHeartRadio and AM/FM. So when your station goes out of range, it clicks over to iHeartRadio and seamlessly you continue listening to the radio station. So there's no more out of range for radio station. And there's some other exciting stuff too like that, that really it begins to extend this experience and make it richer.
Yeah, that's cool. When Seacrest wasn't gabbing about radio and taking selfies, he was pitching his tech venture Typo. It's a keyboard attachment for the iPhone 6 and tablets because...
Just because I can type efficiently and I can type faster on them, and that's all I know.
Do you hate software keyboards?
Hate is such a strong word. I'm just not as good. It's like I'm not as good at certain sports and better at none, but I'm better at typing on a physical keyboard.
That was his chat with Wall Street Journal. Here he is with USA Today.
I like speed, and so I like to respond to people quickly. I'll be in a commercial break sometimes responding to people on my phone when I'm on the air doing a show. And I think that that's the world that we live in. You know, people know that you're available, and they expect a response from you.
So when you listen back-to-back-to-back interviews with Ryan Seacrest, you realize... this guy's done this before. He's got a spiel down.
I drive them into the ground as much as I can so I can get...
drive the prototypes into the ground. Use these things to death.
Every one I watch was the same. But, you know, bless his heart. He's out there promoting radio, right? In addition to his Typo device. But you know, I think it's great that radio is represented at CES. It's not always been the case. And, you know, as we evolve and as we... value radio as much as other people do, which we don't always do, will be more and more prominently displayed at shows like CES. So that's good. And finally, we leave CES with Bob Pittman's cool find of the week.
The coolest thing I've seen this week is probably a Japanese robot woman behind the glass. I have no idea what she was saying, but it just looked cool.
No doubt she'll be hosting Drive Time in Cincinnati before the end of the year.
Wait. That was negative. This show is not about being negative. This is about being positive.
Thanks for sharing that, Bob. Sorry about that, gang. I lost myself.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
All right, the good news keeps on coming. Nielsen Audio reportedly targeting mid-2015 for streaming audio measurement. Yep, 30 stations already implemented the software for preliminary testing. So that's good news. I'm glad to see Nielsen getting into that game. It's about 5 years too late. But hey, we'll take it. And then we'll need to do a combined measurement and all sorts of good stuff. So at least it's coming along. And we can see it in our sights. Thanks, Nielsen. I asked on Twitter for good radio news, and the biggest news was that people are getting jobs. Ryan Hoppe moves to Cleveland to join Rover in the morning. Matt Perrault excited about a shot at a national weekend sports show on Yahoo Sports Radio. Longtime Chicago talker Jonathan Hood gets the call to the mothership, taking over a weekend show for ESPN. And radio stuff friend Lori Lewis from Jacobs Media named the board chairperson for Conclave. So, yay! Woohoo! Good job. See? Positivity. And so, as you begin 2015, remember why you got into the biz. It was fun, creative, electrifying, magical, whatever it was for you. Just remember why you got into the biz and try to recapture that. Find the fun again. And may you never run out of clever, relevant, entertaining things to say. May your spot loads decrease while your revenues rise. May the vending machine be freshly restocked and the coffee not stale. And may your goals this year manifest without effort, allowing you to reach farther than you ever dreamed. And that's Radio Stuff this week. One programming note, online at radiostuffpodcast.com, there is a link to this week's Radio Today program with Trevor Dan, which features a fascinating interview with BBC Radio's head of technology, Rupert Brun.
If you want the very best quality, listen over the internet for the BBC services.
Oh, how interesting, really?
Well, because on the internet, we can use the very latest codecs. If we want to use more modern ways of coding the signal on radio, we've got to get some sort of international agreement to that. And then we and other broadcasters have to agree to use it. And people have to manufacture radios to incorporate that stuff. And then people have to buy them. If we decide to use a more modern codec on the internet, then you open the web browser in your computer and it says, oh, I need the latest codec, and it downloads it and you've got it. So we can always use the latest technology on the internet, and we can provide far higher sound quality over the web these days than we can on any broadcast platform.
That's a real jaw-dropping moment, Rupert. Thank you for that. Does that mean I should go home and listen to a programme tonight on Radio 2 on the internet because it'll be better than it is off the radio?
Yes.
Fantastic. That's my scoop.
It is a terrific discussion on bit rates and compression and stereo versus DAB. But if that isn't your cup of tea, the program also lowered its typically high standard to include a conversation with me about the top U.S. radio stories of 2014. And Trevor Dan knights me in the process. Give it a listen. You can also email the show at radiostuffpodcast@gmail.com. And be sure to read my blog at larrygifford.com. Think of me if you're in need of a radio consultant or talent coach. Find out more radio stuff at radiostuffpodcast.com. Have fun, be creative, support each other, and share your radio stuff.